problem.
我发现了一个问题。
Did we just read Luke 11?
我们刚刚是读的是路加福音十一章吗？
We did, didn't we? We just read Luke 11.
我们是读路加福音第十一章。
No, well, I want to speak on Luke 18.
可是我们是要讲十八章。
So that's probably my fault. I probably gave the wrong reference. But,
可能我
let's read Luke 18 instead.
那我们现在再读一下第十八章。
Why don't you just, oh, well, I'll read it. Luke 18, 1 to 8. So we got the second half of it right.
我们要看后十八章里面的后半段。
So verses 1 to 8 is right.
第一到第八节。
But Luke 11 is not right. So turn in your Bibles to Luke 18. And the problem is, Tong, we're not going to be able to have that up there, are we? No, so that's all right. Oh, over here. Yeah, yeah. So let's not worry about it. You should have Bibles, shouldn't you?
我们应该都自己手上有圣经，让我们翻开自己手上的圣经来看。
I will read it. Then Jesus told them a parable about the need to pray always and not to lose heart.And he said, In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, Grant me justice against my opponent. Oh, thank you. For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, Though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she might not wear me out by continually coming.And the Lord said, Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? So there's our Bible reading. So I'm sorry for the mix-up.
不好意思，那个经节打得不对。
Yeah. I want you to imagine it's the early hours of the morning.
这是一天很大早清晨。
There are three men driving in their 1982 Ford pickup.
有三个年轻人，他们开着一部1982年的福特的一个小车。
It's in America, and they spot a black man, and they offer him a ride.
在美，他们是在美国，他们看到有一个黑人要搭便车。
And they drive to a deserted corner of the backwoods, of the backwoods.
他们就让他上车，但是把他开到一个很清冷的荒郊以外去。
And he struggles, but they chain him to a truck, to the truck by his ankles.
那个男的呢，黑人想要挣扎，但是呢，这些三个男人却把他的脚裸锁在车上，抓着他。
And they drag him for 5 kilometers along a country road outside a place called Jasper in the United States.
就这样子把他的身体就是卡在车外面，然后拉了他5公里这样开车。
The man's name was James Bird, and he was alive for the first 2 miles.
这个人叫 James Bird, 但是他在前面2公里的时候还活着。
He died cruelly in great cruelty and savagery.
他死亡是非常痛苦、非常残忍的。
And the only crime was the color of his face.
这个原因只是他的肤色不一样而已。
And now I want to tell you another story. These are very grim, these are difficult stories, but I'll tell you another story.
这些都是令我们很难过的故事，但是我还是要告诉你们。
This is a real story. All of these are real stories. This one happened when at a school my children were growing up in.
这个都是真实的故事，而且这个故事是发生在我的孩子的学校里面。
Child is sent off to school in an inner city suburb of Sydney.
有一个小孩子在雪梨的一个那个都市里面上课。
And the day goes by just like any other day.
这一天就像普通的日子，没什么两样。
It finishes, and the child waits at the gate of the school for the parent.
这小孩子就像平常一样，结束了，在学校大门等他的父母来接他们。
And no parent comes.
但是父母没有来。
A teacher sees the child and realizes something wrong and rings home.
那这有一个老师就看到这小孩子在外面等，就发现有不对的，就打电话给他父母。
There is no answer, and there will never be an answer.
但是没有人接通，而且不会再有人接了。
For while the child was at school, the parents just packed up and left the child alone.
因为就在这个孩子在上课的时间里面，他的父母就打包已经逃。
Without telling the child that they were moving and leaving him behind.
完全没有跟这小孩子说，就自己搬走了。
Now, this is the third story. I want you to imagine a woman called Anne. she has been unemployed.
再来是第三个故事是有关于一个女孩子叫 Anne。
She's been unemployed for a long time.
她已经很久没有找到工作了。
And she's fought hard to maintain her self-esteem.
她一直想要保持自己的自尊。
And she has faced knockbacks with disappointment, but she remains hopeful that one day the day will come and she'll have an interview for a job that is just right for her.
她一直遭受到失败，但是她一直对未来有希望，希望她总有一天会有一个人会愿意接受她，让她找她做工。
She has the qualifications and she feels good about the job interview, and the interview went well.
她就去了一个 interview, 在这个面试上面呢，她觉得她是足够资格的，而且她觉得整个过程都很好。
But tomorrow she'll get the call and she'll be told the job is filled. Thank you for applying.
但是她在隔天就接到一个电话说，这个工作已经被有人选上了，不好意思，下次有机会再见。
We'll keep your resume on file for future reference. Good luck.
我们会继续留着你的资料，若是以后再需要人的话，我们会再联络你。好运。
Now, there's no way that Anne could know that the personnel director's niece had been hired without even having an interview.
但这女孩从来不知道，原来就是她这个职位呢，直接是被人家内选了。
Let me tell you yet another story. I want you to imagine the Nuba Mountains in Sudan, which have had a Christian population since the 6th century.
我们现在来是有一个地方是在苏丹一个叫努巴的一个山上，那里面从第六世纪就开始有基督徒住在那里了。
There's now mass graves in that country.
但是现在那里面有很多的坟墓。
And during the 1990s and even through to very recently, there stories emerge in the Sudan that Nuba women were systematically raped by Muslim soldiers in order to produce non-Nuba offspring.
因为就在1990年之后一直到现在，那个地方的女人被很多的穆斯林的他们的军队被他们强暴，而且禁止他们，使他们没有办法繁殖下一代。
There were tales of crucifixions.
甚至有被钉十字架的事情。
And Muslim troops from northern Sudan sold tens of thousands of Christian children and women from the south into slavery.
穆斯林这些军队从北边的苏丹这个地方，把很多的女人上千上万的女人，把她卖到南方去。
Many were branded and mutilated.
很多被侮辱，甚至被肢解。
Friends, I tell you these stories because the world we live in is a world of great injustice, isn't it?
我想要跟你们说这些故事，是因为你们觉不觉得这世界上充满了不公平
？It's a world where bad happens.
这世界充满了坏事。
It's a world where one human being hurts another human being who hurts another human being.
这世界上就是不断的有别人伤害别人，再伤害更多的人。
It's a world where wrong is something that happens every day, where sin reigns and where Satan rules.
这个世界上的坏事天天都发生。那我们看到的只是这个罪恶来去掌管这世界，撒旦是这个世界的掌管者。
You may not experience it, but our world is a world of fierce injustice.
你们可能没有觉得，但是我觉得这个世界上是充满非常的不公平。
And God knows the cause of this evil.
但神却知道这些都是撒旦的脚步。
He knows it's not the way He created the world, because He created the world good.
他知道这不是他原本想要创造世界，因为他所创造的原本是好的。
No, it's we humans who have made the world like that.
是我们人类把这世界变坏的。
We have made the world bad, and God longs to set it right again.
是我们把它变坏，但神希望能够再次把这世界变好。
And everyone, if you know God, you have the same longing, don't you, for things to be right again?
若是你们了解神的话，你们就会对神有这样子的盼望。
Every godly person I know who hears the events that I speak about hears them and cries out to the God of justice.
这些人呢，他们听到这些故事的时候，他们都会向神来呼喊。
And they say to him, "How long, O God, will you? How long will it be?"
他们都会向神呼喊说，神啊，还有多久？还要支撑多久
？Now you can hear it lots of places in the Bible. In the book of Daniel, Daniel cries out.That God will end the persecution of His people.
我们看到圣经里面故事，像但以理说，但以理就会在圣经里面向神呼求。
In the book of Revelation, the martyrs under the throne of God cry out when they see the continual blood shedding of their brothers and sisters.
就如在启示录里面说到，在祭坛下面，这些灵魂在向神呼喊着，什么时候让神来去为他们来去伸冤。
And the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians, he says it as he longs to have the thorn in his flesh taken away.
使徒保罗也在哥林多后书上面向神求告，请神把他身上的那根刺拿挪走。
Friends, can you hear what I'm saying? We live in a world of global injustice, national injustice, personal injustice.
我们在这世界上，我们看到世界是多么不公平，不管是对国家、对个人、对一个整体也好，都是非常的。
We live in a world that is not the way God wants it to be.
我们已经活在一个不是神所喜悦的世界的方式里。
And we long for our world to be free.
我们也希望得到这样的自由。
We ourselves long to be free.
我们希望有这样的自由。
Sometimes we want life to continue while injustice is done away with, and sometimes we want Jesus to return so that all injustice will be done away with.
我们希望我们的生活能够希望到活到一天是没这些不正直的事情都离开了，而且也希望耶稣回来把这些不正直的事情都拿走。
And I think if we're God's people, then we want an end to injustice, and we cry out to God, "How long will this go on for?"
所以我们呢，若是希望耶稣会回来把这些不公平事带走，我们就会向神经常来呼喊着，还要多久？
So that's the background to this passage. I want you to open your Bibles now and have a look at Luke 18.
我们再回来看看第十八节里面的圣经。
Now the first thing I want you to work out is to whom is this parable addressed?
我们第一个想要来看到是，这个故事这个比喻是要向谁说的？
Look at verse 1. It says it's addressed to them.Jesus told them a parable.
第一节里面说到是耶稣是向他们，这个原来这个他们是谁呢？
Now, if you've got your Bibles open, read back a little bit and see if you can see who the them is.
我们若是翻回之前一章十七章里面，我们就大概可以知道他们是谁。
Keep reading back and see. Go right back to verse 17.
我们一直往前看，一直看到第十七节。
Oh, sorry, in chapter 17.
第十七章里面。
And what they've been doing to is they've been listening to Jesus, the disciples have been listening to Jesus teach.
在第十七章里面说到是这些门徒在听耶稣说话。
And if you look at verse 30, it says, he teaches them about the day of the Son of Man.
三十节里面是在讲说有人子的日子。
And he says, these will be days of terrible persecution.
就是在讲到那个时候有非常多的患难。
There are days when people will wonder about injustice, when injustice and persecution will end.
但是就在那之后，就会所有的坏事都会不见了。
They wonder when it will be that one of the days of the Son of Man will come.
就在那个时候呢，人子就会再回来。
And I think Jesus is speaking to these people who are wondering about this.
耶稣就在对这些对这些有兴趣的人说。
And I think you can see this if you look at chapter 18, verse 8.
我们在第八节里面就可以看到，十八章里面。
Because it talks about the Son of Man.
这就在讲到人子的事情。
So, if I can explain it this way, Jesus is now speaking to this group of disciples, and he's saying to them, I want to speak to you about the difficulty of waiting in difficult times for God's purpose to be revealed.
耶稣就在对他们对他们的门徒说，有关于在他们未来所要看到这些有灾难的日子在等着他们。
These days, look at verse 32 in chapter 17. These days will be like days when there will be some taken and some left. There'll be one. Look at verse 34. On that night there'll be two in bed. One will be taken and one will be left.There'll be two women grinding meal together. One will be taken, one will be left.
就如第三十四节第十七章三十四节说到的，一人留在床上，一人被带走，两个女人，一个推磨，一个被带走。
Can you see what this is about? This is about a time of great trouble when one person dies, another person doesn't die.
这个时代里面就会有一个人活着，一个人死了。
Everything looks pretty random in that world.
那个世界看起来非常混乱。
So now.That's the background to this parable.
这就是这个故事预言的背景。
Can you see what I'm saying? This is not a parable. It's just about prayer.
这不是单单只是为有关于祷告的一个预言。
It's about how to respond to injustice.
而是我们对于不公平的事情如何的反应。
It's about what do you pray to God when things aren't right with God's world.
是在告诉我们，当我们看到世界上有不公平的时候，我们如何向神祷告。
It's a parable about crying out to God when you want things to be put right again.
当你希望觉得你想要得到公义的审判的时候，你怎么样来向神祷告
？So we've now begun to think a little bit about what this parable is about, and now I think the purpose is made clear in verse 1. Have a look at verse 1.
所以我们就来了解这个故事的原因。
So, look at what Jesus says. He told this parable about their need to pray always and not lose heart.
第一节说到耶稣向门徒说要他们常常祷告不可灰心。
So it's to teach the godly, it's to say to the godly, make sure you pray, and it's designed to say, don't lose heart when you pray. Two things, can you see that?
有两件事情你们看到了吗？第一件就是说是对遵守耶和华的人说要常常祷告，第二个不可灰心。
Now,Why would you want to be told to pray always and not lose heart?
为什么要常常祷告不可灰心呢？
Well, you only need to be told that when the world looks out of control, don't you? Because it's easy to pray when things don't look out of control. It's when they're out of control that you pray.
我们若是还在这个世界上有所有的控制的话，我们还需要祷告吗？我们祷告就是因为当我们在这世界上没有任何的控制权的时候。
You see, it's like chapter 17, when it looks as though the world is out of control and God's not doing, He's not achieving His purposes.
我们就好像看到第十七节里面，好像看到神对这个世界上已经开始失去了掌权了。
And the great danger is you think God can't do anything about this. This just happens in God's world and He can't do anything.
就觉得这世界上所有事情都发生，好像神不能够做任何事一样。
And so when the world's like that, you might pray.And nothing happens. So you pray again, and nothing happens again. And you pray again, and nothing happens again. There's no answer. And eventually, what do you do when you keep doing that? You stop praying, don't you?
所以我们会祷告，但是发现没有任何的回音。再祷告也是一样，再祷告也是没有。最后你们就会怎么样？会放弃。
So this parable is directed to people like you and me who attempted to stop praying.
这就是像我们这些人说话，让我们不要停止祷告。
It's taken us a long time to get there. Let's now have a look at the parable.
这个花很多时间了解，让我们来看一下比喻。
Have a look at it. It's a wonderful little parable. There's an unnamed city.
这是一个很好的比喻，然后我们看到里面这是一个很好的一个城市。
Look at look at verse 2. And in that city, there's a judge who neither fears God nor has respect for people.
第二节说到某城有一个法官，他既不敬畏上帝，也不尊重人。
Can I put it this way? He's not a God-fearer, and he's not a people-lover. He doesn't fear God. He doesn't love people.
我们看到这个法官，他不敬畏上帝，也不尊重人。
And in this city, there's a widow, and she keeps coming, and she says, "I want you to give me justice over this issue."
就在这个城市有个寡妇常见他，求他主持公正。
Initially.He refuses and sends her away.
当然这个法官不要就把他带走。
And in the end though, her persistence wears him down like a child wears down a parent sometimes. And though he admits he's not a God-fearer or a people-lover, he's going to give her justice.
但是这个法官常常来去找见这个法官，最后这个法官就心软，就如一个父母会对他们的孩子心软一样，最后就接受了他的申冤。
Now, friends, I want you to ask yourself, what issue is at stake here?
我想问你们一个问题，到底是什么事情要申冤呢？
The issue is one of justice, isn't it? This is what this woman wants, justice.
这个女的要求什么？她要求有一个公正。
Look at verse 3.
看第三节。
Grant me justice.
求她主持公道。
Second thing I want you to notice is the judge.
第二个我们要继续了解这个法官。
Is the judge a good guy or a bad guy?
他是一个好人还是坏人呢？
Well, he's a judge who neither fears God nor respects people.
他是一个不敬畏上帝也不尊重人的法官。
He's not a good guy, is he?
所以听起来不像是一个好人啊。
Okay, in case you didn't hear, verse 4 says the same thing. Look at verse 4.
这我们若是没有注意到，我们再看第四节。
I do not fear God. I don't have respect for anyone.
他自己都说了，我虽然不敬畏上帝，也不尊重人。
He's not a good guy.
他不是一个好人。
Now, third thing I want you to notice is the response of the judge. What does the judge do?
那我们来看看这个法官的反应怎么样，他做了什么事。
The judge tells us why he responds. Now, he doesn't respond because he's kind, does he?
我们看到他的回应并不是因为他是好人。
It's not because he says, oh, what a lovely old lady, I must do something for her.
并不是说，哦，这个太太真是一个好人啊，我应该为她做点事。
And he doesn't respond because he fears God. He doesn't say, oh God, I know that if I don't treat this woman right, you're going to judge me.
但是他也不是因为尊重上帝，因为他不会向神祷告说，哦，我是不是应该要为这位女人做什么，不然的话上帝你永远会惩罚我。
No, he gives justice because he's got this woman persisting and he wants to get rid of her. He just wants to throw her, get her away, I'm sick of her knocking on my door.
他唯一的原因帮助这女人，就是因为他想要让这个女人赶快离开他，不要再烦扰他。
So who is he most concerned about, do you think?
所以他其实真正关心的是谁？
Is he concerned about God?
他是关心神。
Is he concerned about the woman?
是女人吗？
Is he concerned about himself?
还是他自己？
Of course.
当然是他自己。
He's only a very self-centered man.
他是一个非常自私的男人。
So he gives justice because he wants...to be free of the woman.
所以他就是赶走这女人，所以他自己重新有这个自由。
He just wants some peace.
他只是想要安静的日子。
Now, friends, I wonder if you can see what's going on here. You see, what Jesus is doing is he's telling us, don't get this wrong.
耶稣想要让我们知道什么呢？我们不要把他误会了。
Don't say the judge is God.
不要想成说这个法官就跟神一样。
Because he's not, that judge doesn't represent God. He's not a God-fearer. He doesn't love people. He's totally self-centered. He's unrighteous. This man is a bad man.
这个法官是一个坏人，他从来不敬畏神，他也不尊重人，他其实是一个非常坏的人，所以不要把他来跟神当作同等的。
And just to make sure you hear it, look at verse 6. Jesus tells us.
我们再看第六节。
Does he say...And the Lord said, so this is Jesus speaking, listen to this good judge.
所以第六节主耶稣接着说，你们听那不义的法官所说的话吧。
No, he says, listen to this unjust judge.
听那不义的法官所说的话。
And then look at what Jesus says.
再看耶稣继续说什么。
Verse 7, And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will grant justice quickly to them.And yet, when the sun, okay?
难道上帝不会替那些日夜向他求援的子民伸冤吗？他会延迟助援他们吗？我告诉你们，他一定会尽快的为他们伸冤。
Tell me, when you read elsewhere about God, what is God like when Jesus teaches about Him?
当我们来看到这一节，我们来看到耶稣说神是什么样的一位神。
Perhaps you might remember Luke 11. He's a God who's a loving father who wants and desires to give good gifts to his children.
在路加福音第十一章里面就说到主神是爱世人，就像父亲爱孩子一样，会把最好的给他们。
So, if you're calling out to God for justice, why will He give you justice?
若是我们向神呼求，为什么神要回应呢？
Well, he won't be like this unrighteous judge.
他不会因为像这个法官而的回应。
He's not an unrighteous judge. He doesn't care about you.
他并不是一个像这样子的法官。
No, he's a loving father who loves justice and loves giving good things to his children.
他是一个爱公义的父母，喜欢把最好的给他儿女。
But look again at verse 7.
再看第七节。
Jesus has already implied why God replies. Now he tells us why. He says God will not delay.
耶稣就说到神会怎么样的回应他们的儿女，而且他告诉他们神不会延迟的。
Look at verse 8. I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them.
第八节里说到他会尽快的为他们伸冤。
See, God's not sort of sitting in the back room saying, well, when they knock on the door hard enough, now a bit harder, and a bit harder, and a bit harder,Then when they get really loud, I'll go and answer the door.
神并不像一个人在等他外面的人敲门，觉得他们敲得不够厉害我等一下再回应他们，要等到他们敲得真的很严重了，我再开门。
No, God won't be slow. He'll be quick.
他不会慢，但是他很快的。
And this is not in my notes, but when Daniel prays in the book of Daniel, it says that while the words are still on his lips, God sends His angel Gabriel to rescue.
就像但以理里面 说到，当但以理在祷告的时候，当他还在祷告的这段时间，上帝已经差派了天使加百列去帮助但以理。
Now there's one more thing to say about this parable. Look at verse 8.
还有另外一件事情，让我们来看第八节里面。
Look at the second half of verse 8. I can imagine Jesus looking his disciples in the eye.
第八节后半段，我们来想象耶稣就是在看着他的门徒。
And he's saying something like this.
就这样说的。
Even though God loves His people, even though God promises the revealing of the Son of Man, when the Son of Man comes, will He find faith on earth?
当人子来临的时候，他能在世界上找到这样的信心。
In other words, will He find people who believe these things about God?
我们会找到像这样子相信神的人吗？
Will He find people that really believe that God loves His people?
就想找到一个真的相信神是这样爱他子民的人吗？
Will he find people who believe God loves to bring speedy justice to his people?
真的相信神是一位好公义怜悯的人，会这样子来帮助他的儿女子民来去申判正义吗？
So I want to ask you, why do you think Jesus needed to tell this parable?
所以我们来想想，为什么耶稣要说这个比喻？
Well, I think it's because many of us are just like the disciples.
对我来讲，好像我就是其中一个门徒一样。
We think, oh, God's really unjust, or we might think God's uninterested, really.
我们可能会觉得上帝可能不是一个公平的神，而且他可能没有兴趣对这些事情。
There he is. He sits on his throne in heaven, and he doesn't really care about the earth, and he doesn't really care about me.
他可能就在坐在天上的宝座他不是对这世界上所有事情发生的事情关心，他甚至不关心我们。
And then we get into some sort of difficulty and we seek his attention.
当我们遇到困难，我们要寻求他的时候。
And we knock on the door, you know, the door of heaven, as it were. Knock, 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 knock. And then we start yelling and then we start shouting. And somehow we think that if we knock hard enough and we yell hard enough and we shout hard enough, somehow God will wake up and come and do something.
当我们在寻求神的时候，我们就好像敲那个门，越敲越大声。等到真的是到了一个程度的时候，神就会开门。
And we don't get any action, and so we give up.
所以当我们继续这样做的时候，没有成功，我们就放弃了。
And do you know what happens deep inside of us? Some new thought about God develops.
但当我们这样做的时候，我们在内心深处就会开始觉得神是一个怎么样的神。
We begin to wonder whether he's not there,
要把他不在
or he's not interested,
他不关心。
But worse than that, we begin to think he's totally indifferent and to the injustice that his people suffer.
他对这个世界上所在受遭难的人，他完全不关心。
And so we give up.
所以我们就放弃了。
Can you see what this parable is saying?
所以我们可以看到这比喻想说的。
Can you see the challenges Jesus is giving his people? And the challenge is this, the whole Bible is clear. God has a purpose for his world, and that purpose is justice and good and peace.
好，这个比喻在告诉我们，让我们了解一件事情，就是神是对这个世界上所发生的，他是真的是关心我们的。
And God has a purpose for his people, and that purpose for his people is justice and good and peace.
而且这整个圣经就会来告诉我们，神是关心我们的。
And nothing is going to stop God achieving that.
没有任何东西会阻止神。
And God promises one day He's going to come into the world and He's going to end every bit of injustice in it.
他也说到了，有一天他会回来，而且他要终结所有这些不公平的事情。
Christ is going to come into the world one day, and the days of the Son of Man will be revealed, and justice will be done.
主耶稣会再回来，人子在将会再显现。
And when that day comes, Jesus says,
当那个时候再来，耶稣说，
Will anyone believe it still?
会有人相信？
Will there be anyone who really believes that God is good and God has good in mind for his people?
他会问，你们真的相信神会真的为这些世界上所不公平的事情伸冤吗？
Will there be anyone who says, oh, there really is a good and righteous judge who loves justice?
我们真的会有人到时候说，哦，神是真的是靠供应师里面怜悯的神吗？
Friends, what I want to ask you is, will you believe it on the day the Son of Man comes?
想问你们朋友，你们会相信有这样子的好神，他到时候会回来吗？
Do you believe it now?
你们现在相信吗？
Do you believe God is good and just and can answer prayer? Do you believe that?
你们相信神是好的，是好公义，而且会去听你们祷告的神吗？
See, I think if we Christians have stopped praying, why is it?
那我们想想，为什么我们会停止祷告呢？
I think it's because we stopped believing that.
因为我们停止相信这些事了。
So, how do you stand today when Jesus says, will he still find faith on earth? If Jesus were to come back today, would he find you being someone who believed he was going to end injustice?
所以我们现在的境况是如何呢？当耶稣再回来的时候，我们到底是怎么样的？我们是失去信心的那种吗？
So, have you stopped believing in God?
你们已经开始停止相信神了吗？
Or have you stopped believing in a God who's powerful?
你们相信他是一个没有能力的神吗？
Have you stopped believing in a God who's just and kind?
你们停止相信这位神是一位有爱心而且有靠公义的神吗？
Have you lost heart?
你们对神失去了爱心？
If you have, I want you to hear who God is.
你们若是有的话，我们要好好的思想。
He's not some ungodly, unjust judge who doesn't care for you.
他并不像这个预言里面所说的法官一样。
No, he is a father who loves giving good gifts to his children.
他就像一个好父亲一样，愿意把最好的给他赏赐给他的儿女。
He will be swift to bring justice.
他会尽快的为他儿女做事。
And you can go to him and ask and know that that's what he's like.
那我们可以无惧怕的去向神来要求。
So do you believe in a God like that?
你们相信是这样的神吗？
And will you believe in a God like that when things get tough?
当我们遇到困难的时候，我们还是继续相信神是这样的神吗？
And when the day of the Son of Man comes, will he find faith in you?
当耶稣再回来这世界上的时候，他会在我们身上找到这样的信心吗？
Faith in a God who loves you and cares for you.
相信这位神是爱我们、关怀我们的吗？
Because this God loves you so much that he sent his Son into the world to die for you. He will do, if he's done that much for you, he will do anything for you.
因为神已经差派他的儿子为我们而死，他这样的爱我们，他其实是会为我们做任何的事的。
So let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you that because of Jesus, we know that you're a God who cares for us.
神啊，借着耶稣基督，我们知道你是如何的爱我们。
Thank you that you are not like this unrighteous judge.
我们谢谢你，因为你不像那个不义的法官一样。
Thank you that you will quickly grant justice.
感谢你，因为你对不公义事，你会尽快的处理。
And we pray that when the Lord Jesus comes again, we will have faith.
我们也请求，让我们继续能够保持这个信心，直到耶稣再来。
And we will still believe that you are a good and godly King.
也求你让我们继续能够相信你是一位又公义又正直的神。
And that you are a loving Father.
而你是爱我们的天父。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.